Welcome to another Wheelchair Wednesday, folks. We got a great guest coming to us all the way from the state of Arizona. But before we get to her, let's go ahead and roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, let's welcome Victoria Burmeister to the program. And bring her up here. How are you, Victoria? There you are.
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Considering, you know what I mean? You know how the life is. Any day you get up and go about and have a good day, it's a good day. Now, first off, I just want to say welcome to the show. Thanks for being a part of it and telling your story. Second off... Yeah, absolutely. Second off, we're just going to run through some questions real quick. It's a live show. If somebody wants to talk and ask a question, I'll let you know. Just pretty much answer the best of your ability. So the first big one I got for you is probably one you get all the time, is how did it happen?
Okay, well, it was, I remember exactly what I was planning on doing that night. We were going to go cruising. And so I was going back into town and I entered into a 25 mile an hour corner. I went to downshift. It wouldn't take second. Tried again and it wouldn't go. So I tried third and it was like stuck in neutral. I ended up hitting the gravel on the side of the road. Then I hit a tree and the whiplash motion broke my neck. The third vertebrae slid over the fourth, taking the spinal cord with it. And the higher you damage your spinal cord, the more damage that's done to the body. Doctors said I would be nothing more than a head attached to a body, not able to move or feel below the level of injury. By the grace of God, I have far surpassed any hope that they gave me. And I have raised two miracle babies and been a busy stay-at-home mom that was never at home. I just, you know, did the normal things that any mom would do. And I, you know, went along the path of combining mind and body wellness based on what I was introduced to and how it's affected me. So it is a complete mind and body wellness. And I share that with other people because I tell them this is what, you know, the patches are doing for me. What could they do for you? And it's just in wanting to empower people, wanting them to be well as well.
Right. Right. For sure. How long ago was that?
The injury was. It'll be 37 years in October, and then I had a stroke 6 years ago.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's a long time. I'm in October. I think it's 26 is my anniversary, I guess you'd call it. For my 6 years, I was in an accident. I was a rollover. I got ejected out of a car. But yeah, October. So yeah, that's a crazy time to have a anniversary, huh?
Right.
What about, you've been in it a while, so what about the pet peeves? What's your biggest pet peeve about life in the chair?
Being made to feel like a burden or an imposition.
Right.
Like, you know, just, needing help, and whether it's barriers at, you know, an office or a restaurant and they're not quite ADA compliant, it's hard when they're like, oh, we have to make room for her kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly how you feel there. More and more places are starting to, you know, tear their stuff up and put ramps on, I've noticed. So it's slowly starting to gain some momentum. But like you said, this, and everybody says, this world is not made for you know, the wheelchair person.
No, and even though they have a ramp, that's great. You can get in there, but getting around is still not accessible inside.
Yeah.
So they still have to go the next step in getting that accessible. So they're getting there, but they're still, you know, so far behind, I think.
Right, right. Oh yeah, don't worry about it. This isn't like a super professional podcast. Like we're not worried. We get dogs that jump up and kids that run around, and it's all good. You know, it's all part of life. What about your biggest fear? What's your biggest fear about life in a chair?
I don't know. I'd have to think on that one. Biggest fear. I don't really focus on fears. I focus more on solutions. And I'm a great researcher. It's something that I do for myself and for other people. It's like they can't find an answer to something. I'm on it. And I don't let fear dictate my life, or it's kind of like a negative, have that spot in my life, because I'm more of the positive mindset. I figure out a different way to get past that, to have the solution.
Right. Right. Makes sense. So you're more of like a positive. Let me figure out, you know what I mean? Like what I can do about the problem. I don't want to sit around and worry about it. Let me just figure it out. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you going to be a victim to your situation, or are you going to be victorious?
There you go.
And I said this numerous times, I was given the name Victoria for a reason.
Nice. So, nice. I'm going to give you that for this one. Yeah. What's the point of having the buttons if you don't use them? You know what I mean? Another question I got for you is a big one that a lot of people don't want to talk about, they're scared to talk about, is like dating or marriage. How does that go for you? How has it gone? How is it going?
Okay, well.
See what I mean?
Yeah, let's see. Where do I start? All right, so I have been married and divorced twice. I'm currently going through a divorce.
Mm.
So the first two marriages, they were all in it for the money. The first one refused to sign a prenup, and I had just won the lawsuit from suing General Motors.
Oh, so, dang.
And of course, what did he tell me? We're already going to start our marriage off with you not trusting me, or, you know, just that's going to be over our heads. And so I was young. I was like 24, and I didn't go through with it. And I ended up having to give him $25,000 in the divorce. But yeah, I'm sure it didn't last him long, but that's what I had to do to get rid of him.
Right.
Then in my second divorce, we signed a prenup, but he had no problem putting the debit card in and out of the ATM machine. And I'm like, you are getting a paycheck. But it was the money that was invested to take care of me so that my husband didn't have to work. And fund, you know, the medical bills and the caregivers and things like that.
Right.
It went to the mortgage, the cars, insurance, kids, you know, so it paid for a lot of things that it shouldn't have. And it would have lasted probably a lot longer than the 25 years that it did. So my second marriage, we were married for 15 years and have two kids. Then I decided after 12 years, my kids were older, and I thought, you know, I'm going to try a dating app. So, those are, there are scammers on every single one of them. It doesn't matter if it's a Christian one or anything, you know, labeled a specific kind, they are there. And, you know, you learn the tricks and trades of spotting them sooner than later. And if they don't talk to you right away and they make excuses, oh, my phone's broken. Oh, you know, whatever. I'm not able to use my phone. I don't have enough minutes. It's like, come on, you know. You never hear their voice.
And right, right, yeah.
Back when I was doing I did Plenty of Fish and OkCupid, and it was on OkCupid I got introduced to the Nigerian scammers. So it's an education in itself to do the dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
I did meet my current husband on Plenty of Fish. Sometimes the things that you post may not always be the complete truth. So it was a different setup, a different arrangement, and it didn't last, I guess, as long as I had hoped. But we're trying to be copacetic and still cohabitate until one of us move on. It sounds weird, but we're going to try it at least for right now.
Right. Understandable. But, I'm sure like a lot of us, you know, that live life with another person, you know, especially if they're taking care of you and all every day, and it's like a thing, and it's, you know, it's always a possibility, and it's happened to a lot of people.
Right. We've been together for 8 years, married for 5, and I have my caregivers in the morning, and, you know, he'll lay me down at night. But it's a partnership in a different sense than it is a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, for however long it works out, it is what it is now. And I don't know if I would entertain marriage again. I don't know if I would do it through dating apps because all the hassle that's involved with those, sometimes more hassle than not. And meeting somebody through a friend hasn't always worked out either. So I don't know. I might stay single for a while and see where God, you know, directs me.
Right. See how that goes. Yeah, it's always when you're not looking, when something hits you, you know?
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. Well, thanks for sharing that. You know, a lot of similarities I could tell from, you know, talking to a lot of other people. You know, we all got to deal with all different things. What is something that you wish you could do that you're no longer able to do?
Get ready myself.
Mm-hmm.
Do my own care. Not have to rely on somebody to get me up in the morning.
Right. Yeah, that's hard. It does suck. I mean, but I say this, at least when you do have somebody, you got somebody, you know what I mean? Because I know what it's like to not have anybody, and then you're just sitting there stuck, worried about going to a... Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, no, I was just going to say, like, getting sent to, like, a, you know, a hospital center or something.
Well, sometimes even having someone when they're there for a paycheck, it's not all that great either.
Right, right. If you don't get along with them and you guys don't see eye to eye.
Or they forget who's the employer and the employee.
Mm-hmm.
They get comfortable and it's like, hello, did you forget who works for who? You're right. Going to tell me what you're going to do? It doesn't work that way.
Right. Right. No, absolutely. I feel you there as well. What about if you could fix one thing about your paralyzed body, what would it be?
Maybe an injury lower, with not still being an incomplete, so that I'm able to, like, use a manual chair, do more for myself, even my own care, and live on my own, because I couldn't do that. I would need to, especially since the stroke. I don't trust living by myself. Even if I had somebody reliable to lay me down at night and get me up in the morning and, you know, make breakfast and dinner, it just, I don't know, fear the unknown of what could happen with the stroke, and no one's invincible from having repeated ones, and I'm grateful that I have it. I just don't want to take a chance.
I hear you, and a stroke is something you don't ever know if it's coming or not. It's just one of those things that hits anybody. It's non-discriminatory. Yep. I think about that all the time. Go ahead.
Mine was just from a headache. And it was out of the blue, and I told my caregiver. She goes, well, let me get you up and see if that helps. By the time she did the transfer, I had the stroke. And my blood pressure was 198 over 110.
Ooh.
Out of the blue. I was like, what the heck? How did... I mean, I couldn't talk. So I didn't know how it got up that high. Because with the spinal cord injury, it was always in the 80s, over 60s.
Right.
So, you know, to have it go that high, I had no idea what caused that. See, but they told me it was... brain bleed.
Geez, and I don't even, I always make a joke about, like, I don't even know what these numbers mean, the blood pressure numbers, because they're always like, yeah, you're 120 over blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh cool, is that good or bad? I don't know. But that I can tell is bad, because you're not supposed to have three numbers on both sides. That's a little bad.
It's actually the bottom number that you have to worry about being closer to 100 and over. Because that's stroke.
Oh, okay.
So closer to 100, or if it's over it, then, and it's consistent, then you might need to get checked out or want to, because you could be setting yourself up for a stroke.
Right. That's good advice. Good advice. What about your pain level? You said you're a level what?
C3, C4.
Okay. What's your pain like?
Actually, I'm pain free. And that's something that goes along with the wellness, that I was introduced to these phototherapy patches by a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew that I had chronic sciatica pain for 20 years. And so she gave me this little patch that's like the size of a quarter, and I'm like, what is this gonna do? And I was skeptical, and I kind of saw what it did for her, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I noticed after we put it on my hip, it was like about an hour and a half later, I had mental clarity. And I had energy without any jitters. And I'm like, okay, what's up with this patch? Well, then I continued to wear it for 2 months. And I woke up one morning and I had no pain. And when my caregiver came, I told her, I said, press on my hip. She goes, why do you want me to do that? It's going to hurt. And I said, no, just do it. So she squeezed my hip, and I looked at her, and I just burst into tears. I'm like, she goes, did I hurt you? And I said, no, it's gone. And she goes, how did it go away? And I said, the only thing that's different is I've been wearing the patches, and it's, you know, it works from the inside out. And I've been pain-free for 2.5 months now, and I keep wearing it, and you know, it has changed my life. It's liberated it.
What are these patches called?
They're by LifeWave, and they're phototherapy. So they work with the light that is inside, you know, each of our bodies. Each cell has light in it, and it kind of triggers the body to do what it was created to do from the very beginning.
Interesting.
And regenerating stem cells. And it's all natural. It doesn't interfere with anything. You know, when you get stem cell injections, they only go to that site. But with the patches, they are systemic and they go throughout the whole body. So they take care of everything, getting it back to the way our bodies were made, the way God intended them to be. And I feel that energy. I mean, it's a non-jitter. That mental clarity, a better sleep. There's a patch that
I'm gonna need that.
There's a patch I've used to help heal a wound that I had, and I swear it exponentially healed it in record time. I was like, wow. And so I keep wearing it to keep my skin integrity intact. And I'm wound-free, pain-free. The inflammation in my hips from sitting all the time is down because I've been wearing the patch. And it works through all of that. My sleep is a lot better. But the cool thing is even if for some reason I go to bed late and I have to get up 5 hours later, with the patches, I have that energy with that mental clarity, and I'm able to focus and not have to rely on coffee in the morning.
Right.
It's kind of nice.
I'm going to have to check that out. That sounds pretty intriguing, to say the least.
Well, it's like I just said, if it's what, you know, this is what it's doing for me, just what can it do for you?
Right. Right. Yep. We're going to have to try it. It's made by LifeWave.
LifeWave.
LifeWave. That's what it is. Okay.
LifeWave.com.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah. If you can look at that, or my website is / Victoria Allen. All one word, lowercase.
Nice. We're going to have you send that to me, too. So after this interview, we're going to put that on the description box so that people can go below and just click it. Go right to it.
Sounds good.
All righty. Awesome. Moving on to the next question. What is the one thing that helped you the most after your injury?
Well, people-wise, it's right away after the injury, I would say my ex-boyfriend Richard.
Okay.
He probably was my greatest source of encouragement, support, and strength. So in my memoir that I've written, I, you know, gave him acknowledgments of you know, what he did for me. And we were together for 3 years. I mean, when I had the accident, we were together for 4 months, and we stayed together for a total of 3 years. And he learned how to do my care, and we lived together. And we maintained, you know, a healthy, happy relationship for 2.5 of those years. But, you know, it ended, and it was unfortunate, but he helped me get to the next level, and I'll always give him credit for that. And then just different people that have come into my life, encouraging. And then what's changed my life totally are the patches. And, you know, I have to give credit to my friend Diana for doing that, because I don't know if you have chronic sciatica pain.
Oh yeah, I got pain all day, every day.
Well,
I have hardware in my back holding my spine together. I'm a T3, T4.
Yeah, I have it from C3 to C5.
Yep, so maybe I should try the patch, see what happens. I take gabapentin right now.
Yep, it's going to work through that inflammation, and that's how it helps to get rid of some of that pain, because I was like, how long is that going to take? But inflammation, we all have it, and you know, it all depends on the person, how much they have.
Right.
So I was a kind of one-patch wonder, Diana said, because I noticed something right away, but not everybody notices that. It doesn't mean it's not working. It's just working and, you know, on something inside.
Right.
And that's what's more important.
Yep. Don't mind me. I'm just going to share this to the local spinal cord injury groups. I feel like it's important to get it out now. But anyway, speaking of which, yeah, you're part of a couple of those, aren't you?
I am.
How do you like in the different groups that's around?
They're great. They can be supportive, but there is, I know there's a lot of negativity that comes with being new to an injury, and when you reach out to them and you help, or you try to, and they're either not ready, it kind of brings you back to that time, and it just makes it kind of hard to help them get past that. All you can do is try to support and encourage them and hope that they'll, you know, get past that to the next level, to bigger and better things, because it can happen, but if you're negative, it's not going to.
A lot of people can't get past that stage of accepting that the old them is gone now, and they know that it's a new person that they have to create, pretty much.
Exactly. And it's sad, because it's like, it will get better. But if you're already, you know, predetermining that it's not going to, and your life is over, and you don't want to date, you know, nobody wants to be with somebody in a wheelchair. Well, if you've got a mindset that's positive, you're going to attract more people than someone who is always looking for reasons why something won't work. And that's what I see a lot in there. And I try and be a positive influence, but sometimes it's just not, you know, ready to be received. And I understand that, but hopefully it, you know, gets received sooner than later.
Yeah. You know, as an admin of one of those pages, SCI Life, you know, I go through there, and I was like one of the originals where I was letting people in, and we were kind of just letting anybody in until it got to the point to where, okay, now we got to vet people. Now it's getting kind of crazy. Now we got people that's just on here just to cry and whine all day about, like, woe is me. And it's like, look, man, everybody's trying to help you. And if all you're going to do is come on here and be negative, like, we don't want that type of, you know, you're doing it for attention, a lot of these people. And it's like, you're getting the wrong kind of attention that way. There's a different way to do it. But like you said, you can only do that for so long until you're just like, I can't, you know, I can't keep feeding my energy into negative energy. So now I just kind of go through and I'll scan, and like when we see that stuff, I'll kind of make sure they're getting the right amount of support, and then I'll just move along, you know what I mean? But it's sad to see. I know what you mean, especially the newbies that get real, real down. They might not have anybody, and it's like they can't bust through that next phase, and it's hard. I mean, you got to be willing to just let it all go, pretty much.
Right. You know, I was 19 when it happened, and I know there are people out there that were younger when they were injured, but I had to make the determination to change my mindset. I had to be the same Vic that my friends were used to. And because I knew if I wasn't, it was going to push them away. And I needed them. Probably they needed me too. They just didn't know how to voice it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they knew was just the same old Vic, you know, needed to come from my mouth. And it's not easy. And I'm not saying to do a positive mindset as a way of life is easy, but once you start doing it, it becomes a way of life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's just it. And we could talk all day about that. You know what I mean? Like, different ways to kind of get on your right track and the way to do it. But really, everybody's got their own path they have to figure out. There is no one way to do it. I'm not going to tell you what I did and it's going to help you to do the same exact thing. You're going to have to just take pointers of what maybe might help you and put it to your everyday life.
Exactly.
Now, I do got a few more of these, but I'm only going to run through the important ones because we are kind of running a little bit late on time. If you had to go back to the time that you got injured and change everything, so you're going to stop, you're not going to get injured, but you can live the rest of your life not injured, but you lose all the stuff that you've gained so far while you're in a chair. And it's hard to say because you got kids and stuff, but if you could go back and do that without thinking about the kids, you could still have the kids, but just nothing else. Would you do it?
I would. To me, it's made me who I am today, and it's led me on the path that I am, and it's a great path, and I'm grateful that God's directing it.
So you would stay where you're at. You wouldn't go back. Okay.
No, I would not.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm one of those people. I decided that on year three. I don't know why. I was just like, I got what I prayed for. I prayed for God to come change my life, and he sure did. I tell everybody, I say, don't think you don't have a sense of humor, because they'll prove you wrong every time.
Exactly. You'll be watching it.
Yep. Wow. Yep, absolutely. Okay, so the last question that I'm going to throw your way, Victoria, is what would be the best piece of advice that you could give a newly injured person right now?
To be patient with yourself. You're a work in progress. There is no time limit, but you want to be open-minded and be accepting for help, and don't be afraid to ask.
Nice. I like it. Absolutely. All right, Victoria, well, appreciate you coming on once again. We're going to take your links of all your things that you want to share with people, and we're going to put that in the description of this video so everybody can check it out. You know, follow you in your social medias, what have you. And then we'll add you to the playlist. Oh, by the way, did you know that you are episode 100? On the whole playlist. I forgot to even mention that at the beginning of the video, but congratulations. You got the 100th video of the Wheelchair Wednesdays. So, yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's great to have you. So, stay with me real quick, and we'll get right with you. And then everybody else, we'll see you on the next one. Thanks for watching Wheelchair Wednesday. See ya.